Well, meanwhile, earlier this month, a federal judge in California blocked the Trump administration's plans to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for immigrants from Sudan, El Salvador, Haiti, and Nicaragua. That ruling meant that an estimated 300,000 immigrants didn't have to have an immediate threat of deportation, but many of them had lives that were already turned upside down during the 10-plus months when they believed they'd have to leave the United States. Hiwaida El-Arabi is one example of that. She's a TPS holder from Sudan. It's a recently war-torn country, but she left for other reasons of fears of her personal safety, and until a few weeks ago was prepared to lose her temporary protected status on November 2nd, which had been the deadline. She joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And how long have you lived in the U.S. under this temporary protected status?
I have been here since 1997, so it's 21 years.
21 years.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask age, but it feels as if that would be a good deal of your life.
Yes, that's a big chunk of my life.
And you haven't returned to Sudan during that time?
No, not at all.
So I know you can't talk about why you came here because you have an asylum case?
That is correct.
What kind of life had you created here in the United States?
United States has been very kind to me. I was able to further my education. I have a master's degree in bioinformatics from Brandeis University. I worked with the Department of Public Health as a health educator for 18 years. And right now I work with Western Governors University, an online school that is based in Utah. Right now I'm working with them as an e-care coordinator.
Yeah.
So we provide academic and technical help online for the students.
Well, and we should note, since it's a sensitive subject for TPS holders, that the government didn't pay for your education. You paid for that yourself. So having crafted that life, you now find yourself embroiled in an asylum case, whether or not you can receive asylum in this country, and you were under this threat of deportation. What did you think when you heard that your status would be ended?
It was terrifying. It was terrifying, actually. I have been here for 21 years, and when you live in a place for that long, it becomes home. You build a life. You raise up kids. I don't have kids, but I know so many of TPS holders who are raising up kids here.
You're a community here.
Yes, a big community. So I think the estimate is close to 400,000 people who are TPS holders right now in the United States from different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I understand that you actually started to prepare for having perhaps to leave by the end of this week, that you shut things down? I mean, what did you do thinking you might have to leave?
Yeah, that's true, because I used to own a restaurant. It's a dream that I wanted for so long, and I was able to achieve that dream in 2015. I bought a restaurant, and when TPS has been canceled, I had to take steps that I didn't think I will need to do, which is I sold the restaurant, actually. I sold the restaurant because I wasn't sure if even I will be here to manage that restaurant. I was terrified that I'm going to also lose my job right now with the university, because with TPS deadline, everything stops. So driver's license, work, everything that you have stops with the cancellation of TPS. It was a roller coaster, and it was really terrifying.
So you already sold your business.
Yes,
I did.
That
was your dream. And then you were looking ahead and thinking, boy, on November 2nd, I would lose, as you said, my license, everything that enables me to function, and possibly your other job, which is working with this online university.
Yes.
So that had to be a frightening time. But can you understand, I mean, President Trump and the Trump administration's rationale for terminating temporary protected status for Sudanese immigrants like yourself is that Sudan is no longer a dangerous place to live, according to them. The last civil war, it is over. You say what?
The civil war might be over in the headlines, but the situation in the ground is not that great.
And again, you were here throughout a time where you could not have gone back at all.
No,
you've been legal up until this change in American policy. You were part of the lawsuit that resulted in the Trump administration's decision being blocked. You took this before that judge that overturned that November 2nd date, but there could be another date. Are you still living in fear that, you know, any day now this could happen?
Yes, because judge decision is a temporary relief until the judge decides on the case. And this is not a final solution to our status. That's why we're hoping that Congress will look into this and give us a chance. If they give us a thoughtful look, they will see that TPS holders are really very integrated in the American society. And we are business owners. We are your colleagues at work. Our kids are friends with your kids in school. And we are contributing to the American society.
Yeah. See a lot of emotion in your face, yeah. That's Hiwaida El-Arabi, a Sudanese immigrant with temporary protected status. And a federal judge just overruled the Trump administration's plans to end that temporary protected status for immigrants from Sudan by November 2nd. So we wait to see how this plays out. Hiwaida, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.